I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Friday morning, how are you doing there? How are you, Nobby? How are you within yourself?
I'm good, yeah.
You feel
slept
good?
Well.
Good, that's always good.
Have a coffee in me already. I'm charging my car, but I'm paying for this morning.
Oh, wow.
It's up there on the keys.
Very decent of you.
Do you know what's a bit sickening though, right? Just if you're ever thinking of going electric someday, you're paying for the street charging there, right? That's grand. But then you have to pay for the parking as well, like the clamper parking.
On top of that, yeah.
On top of it. It works out very expensive. I just stick to the car you have, don't bother.
Yeah, but there's a lot of supermarkets have spaces that you don't have to pay for.
A lot of them are charging now, pal.
So, look, there's some seriously very upset news in the papers today, so I'm going to swerve a lot of it, okay? I'm going to swerve a lot of it. Anti-social media, TikTokers. Yobs behind the ramming of a Garda car have provided detectives with evidence to nail them by uploading their snaps to TikTok. So
theory is, you know, you're not going to put up a lot of video that might get people in trouble, but if the Garda go to your phone and the bits that have extended footage,
yes,
they might want those handsets.
The boastful thugs posted an image of themselves standing on the stolen motors after they burnt them out. So this is like, they blurred out their faces on this, but it's like committing a crime and then waving and sending a picture of yourself to the guards.
So a lot of these Japanese import cars, my old neighbour, their car was taken. Exact same story. And I got a knock on the door one night from the guards. They're 10:30. They're like, I see you have CCTV. I was like, yeah. Your neighbour's car has been stolen. Can we have a look? I was like, oh yeah. Come on in, guard.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Come on. So those cars, they don't necessarily have the same immobilisers and anti-theft things. So that's why they are targets. They're easy to hotwire.
Well, look, let's have something that's not car related, right? It's Terry's chocolate oranges, right?
Are you saying this? This is a white one, is it?
This is a vegan one.
Ah.
What do you mean?
Vegan.
Don't be dismissive of the vegan world.
Well, you need milk and cream to make chocolate, don't you?
Terry's aims to wow vegans with a new plant-based chocolate orange. The 100-gram treat costs €3 and is certified by the Vegan Society as free from all animal ingredients and exploitation.
Right.
All of its packaging is recyclable. So if you're a vegan and you miss an aisle chocolate orange,
yeah,
because you don't want any dairy in it, this one's dairy-free.
Well, the cocoa plant and the orange, they're okay. But how do they get it so creamy?
Nut milks. There's a huge array of nut milks. They're geniuses. There's a lot of vegan chocolate available already, but this is a chocolate orange now, so...
Wait, this isn't a slot or anything, but if you are vegan or sometimes you just like to eat vegan things, is there anything that... Not like, I don't mean raw food, I mean like something that comes in a packet. That's really good. You'd highly recommend. Like, is there a vegan... Well, Chris wouldn't be vegan, but is there a vegan ice cream?
Hot chips now that, you know.
You'd highly recommend. Or, like, yeah, in fairness, some of the crisps have, like, animal rennet on them.
I generally don't like anything in a packet, right? Stuff in a packet isn't as good for you.
I know, but I'm thinking snacks.
But if you're vegan, there's plenty of vegetables and plant-based stuff available that you just make your own gear.
But, like, is there gear... Like, is there a bar or something that you... You're highly look, I know it's vegan, but it's actually delicious. Recommend it. I'd be curious.
I had a bar the other day. What was the name of it again?
Mad About Nuts or something.
No, it wasn't Mad About Nuts. It was No Fear or something, or No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know.
It was really clean. It was good.
Where did the Happy Pair sell it? Hey, dudes!
It's not their product, but they do sell it. A shipwreck off the coast of Argentina is a Nazi submarine that helped Hitler flee, according to its finder. The 260-foot wreck has recently found near Quequen by members of the Missing Link Research Group. So there's apparently a documentary. I don't know where it is. Netflix, maybe. And this guy has gone into serious depth about the amount of Nazis who escaped Germany and landed in Argentina. there's whole communities, like thousands of people who are originally German.
But it would still be sympathisers, or?
No, their great-grandparents or their grandparents would have been Nazis.
Yeah.
And there's whole communities that, he's found. He's discovered this, like, it was a massive operation. They got a huge amount of them out, according to him. And a lot of people don't know about it. But anyway, they found this shipwreck, which they reckon is the submarine that they escaped into.
They went in a submarine? Yeah. Wow, that's quite interesting. Where could you find that?
Off the coast of Argentina.
No, I know. Where can you find all the documentaries?
I don't know about the documentary. I'll come back to you on that. But speaking, I'd love to see it myself.
Speaking of documentaries, though, I went on my Sky last night. And again, it was another thing you can sign up for free if you want. I think it was Discovery. It was not the Discovery Channel, but Discovery have their own app, like Peacock and Paramount. And the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard documentary that they were making is now there. So if you were someone watching it on YouTube or TikTok, you can now actually watch it proper, put together.
Okay, so
show.
But there's a dramatisation coming as well, isn't there?
I just wasn't sure. Is this the same thing? No, it says Johnny versus Amber.
No, they couldn't have turned that around so quick. That'd be more of a news documentary, I'd say.
Well, it's all of a sudden there. It's like it's a new thing. So if you were following that and you want to,
and Ed Sheeran says he couldn't be happier because he's collaborated with Pokemon. It's a perfect pairing. You got to catch them all. He's got a new track called Celestial, which will be released next Thursday with an animated music video by the studio behind the games.
Pikalanade.
No. Pikachu. I'm telling you.
Money.
Pokemon is just phenomenal, right?
Would that get him into Japan and markets
like that
as well?
This will get him into the minds and devices of so many millions of little people. This is a like absolute business.
Let's get down to business.
It's such a great move for him.
Okay.
Celestial, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a hit anyway. It's Ed Sheeran, but now he's going to be reaching audiences that he didn't reach before.
He's a businessman who can just sing at the same time.
Sending a space mission to blow up an asteroid. Putin is getting twitchy. There's all sorts of things happening in the world, but everyone's talking still about the Q jumpers, Holly and Phil. And now, a former employee of ITV, Eamon Holmes, possibly still upset.
Well, let's not forget, Eamon and Ruth did Fridays, and then all of a sudden, they were axed.
They were, and they're very popular. Now, there's all sorts of rumours, but we won't go into them. But here is Eamon speaking yesterday. I think it's called GB News, is it? GB News?
It's one of his new projects, yeah.
So he's on a panel, there's four people there, and he's talking about this news story, which is in the papers in front of him. And here's what he says.
And you're saying, Claire, you're not going to talk about the Q-gate, Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, and it's all over the front of the pages, of the papers.
It's in front of two of the papers,
no,
I
it's
think.
Not. Look, there's three of immediately picked up
right.
there.
Three
and I haven't even gone through the rest.
Strategically placed, eh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's strategic. Why is Holly fighting to keep her job, according to The Sun, but Mr Philip isn't?
Well, who knows? Twitter last night was saying that she didn't want to vacate her position in this morning.
Well, neither would want to.
Well, who would want to give up £600,000 a year, plus everything else that comes from it? But to be honest with you, I think the brand is very damaged. I think there has to be a change from the top down to the bottom on this morning, to be honest with you, having worked on the programme.
Yeah.
And for a number of years, and I just think they need a complete clear out. In fact, I think ITV needs a complete clear out.
Well, you're right, this top to the bottom, it's all interconnected.
So what does she mean is strategically placed? But then she seems like she's on his side.
Well, then there's another clip now that they cut that short. So
there's more. Okay, yeah, we'll get more in a second.
Yes.
This is very juicy. $600,000 a year.
Now he's just, don't forget, there's two disgruntled ex-employees of ITV. So like they're you know,
but they're both doing other things.
They're not impartial. It's still hurting.
Look, if you leave a job and you still end up able to pay your bills with equally, you know, a job in the same field, you don't really have a reason to be disgruntled. It's like having an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. If you've moved on and found someone else.
Well, there's a lot more people watching this morning than GB News.
Yeah, fair enough. But I don't think Eamon, he's not wondering where the electricity bills come from this month.
No.
Right, well, so there's more to
there's
come
more,
on this
yeah. So they said they were brought to this place, not the carpet. And then there's video of them actually on the carpet. So the thing they said they didn't do, they seem to have done.
Yeah, for sure. There's footage of them absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
So does Eamon maybe call them liars?
He said lies, yeah. He said lies. Get to that.
Hang on for this juice. Still to come on this morning, oh, we'll be talking about the two hosts of the show.
Phil and Nobby.
Still in trouble. Okay. The music is so fluffy, they just wanted to play it for a second.
Yeah, but, so backstory is...
Back to the juice.
Eamon Holmes used to present this morning. They got rid of himself and Ruth. Ruth still pops in and does stuff with Rylan.
They're quite good. And Eamon and Ruth used to cover even when the guys were on their holidays, and then it was Fridays, and so there's obviously... They're a little bit sore, maybe, about finishing the show.
Well, so he's on... As we played for you earlier on, a little bit of it. Here is the, all of Eamon's sort of... Well, snipes.
Kew Gate, Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, and it's all over the front of the pages. Why is Holly fighting to keep her job, according to The Sun, but Mr. Philip isn't?
Twitter last night was saying that she didn't want to vacate her position in This Morning.
Well, neither would want to.
Well, who would want to give up £600,000 a year, plus everything else that comes from it?
Holly and Phil distraught at Royal Kew Jump Ride. But, of course, what you've got to understand is the Mirror is literally in bed with ITV. And so they act as a sort of outlet for the ITV press office of disinformation. So we didn't jump the queue. We were working. Why was your boss there working with you?
Why was she wearing a mask? Is she allergic to the public?
So she does that, and Holly's in tears, but Holly's always in tears. She wears a mask. I think she's quite fearful, germophobic. So they didn't get a fast track. They say, lie. They say they didn't pay the respects to the body. Lie. What else were they there for? I mean, let's just tell the truth about the whole things. They messed up, and instead of being arrogant and saying, oh, we were there working as journalists...
He said he'd take the tour himself if he was offered. But here's the thing. So, like, it's not going anywhere. This is now day five or whatever. They're back on air since Tuesday. Day four. So when things go wrong in the media world, you put your hands up and you say, I'm really, really sorry, and it's terrible, and it won't happen again. But they've kind of done that. So why? It's not going anywhere.
I don't know why people are going so crazy about it. But, like, it's always very interesting, though, when somebody like Eamon Holmes... weighs in on it, because, like, normally people would sort of stay out of it, especially if you're kind of...
He's not holding back there.
If you used to work for them, but, like, yeah, like saying stuff like Holly's always in tears, that is a little bit...
A bit personal, isn't it?
Yes.
I wanted to get a WhatsApp from Mr. Philip.
Now, I know that a lot of them don't have a lot of time for Philip, but I thought Holly was sort of... I think she's been dragged into it.
Yeah. But when they've been so famous online anyway for all their funny bits, whether they're really funny or not... I do agree that their brand now of Phil and Holly is kind of damaged with people.
Yeah.
So, it's not gone yet. What next? I don't know. Will they get fired? I don't know. Ryland's very good, though. And so is Alison and Dermot, just saying.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Some cast in this one. Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, Rami Malek were all in Leicester Square last night for the premiere of their new murder mystery, Amsterdam, which hit cinemas on the 7th of next month. Taylor Swift is also in it. And Margot told us what it was like having a song to sing a song with Christian and John David Washington. Incredible.
Sorry, I'm like, oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Taylor was bugging us and bugging us. No, I'm joking. I don't think that just exists in the movie. It exists in a little bubble of Amsterdam. So you have to come to the theatre to see it.
Love you, Margot.
She's fantastic. Ant and Dec posted a video to announce they'll be filming the I'm a Celebrity All-Star show in South Africa at the moment.
I saw this video on their Instagram, so I liked... Obviously, they're heavily made up on the telly.
Yeah.
When they're doing the real stuff behind the scenes, and it's good. It's very honest of them. There's a few more wrinkles. It's when you see Tom Cruise at the premieres, and he looks a bit more real.
Good afternoon to you.
You know?
We've got news.
They explain to fans when's going to air. I thought it was going to be Saturday Night Takeaway first, but no, it's this.
We've got news.
Have we?
Yes.
We've got news.
We've got news. It's probably the worst kept secret in television, but we can confirm we are doing a very special series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. In South Africa!
Look at this joint.
Wow.
Nobody told me.
I'm joking. We're here, aren't we?
Yes, we're here. It's going to be your favourite celebrities from the last 20 years.
That's good.
Who are going back in to do it one more time in South Africa!
But are we going to Australia, Declan?
Yes, we are.
This year?
This year we are going back to Australia.
So when will the South African show be on?
This will be on next year.
What do you mean by this?
So Australia.
Yes, this year.
Northern Australia 2022.
And South Africa?
South Africa 2023.
Got it.
2023 will be in...
South Africa!
Woo-hoo!
We'll be on it.
You're on it, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Still in it.
And I'm in Australia too.
Yeah, you're in Australia.
Perfect, go
on,
you're
in Australia good. And you're in South Africa! You get the idea.
See you on the telly.
But what month next year?
Then, well, it's too confusing. Why don't we just do the first one first and then announce South Africa?
South Africa!
Yay!
Dave, wow. Looking forward to that.
And Netflix hit Heartstopper announced yesterday they're already in production for Series 2. If you're a fan of it, Olivia Colman has bagged a ton of awards and is set to win more at the NTAs next month. And the cast posted a video online saying, hello.
Oh, hi.
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 Pop along and say hi.
Brian O'Driscoll has had a bit of an incident recently. So I heard about this only kind of vaguely. He brought his dog to what? To groomers?
Was at the groomers, you know, getting the usual nip tucks, things to do with dogs. They wash them in areas that you do want to wash them and all that stuff.
A bit of a trim?
Yeah, a bit of a trim. So he goes to collect the dog and he realises that he's brought the dog, the wrong dog.
So home. It's the same breed, it's just looks same very, breed, look very like his own dog.
Looks very different and, yeah, like also I'd imagine, I'm not jumping on Brian's defence here, but also the dog groomers, they tag them. Like how do you know?
Oh, like a laundrette, is there? Like
something. Something that you know. I mean, look, I'd imagine most people know their own dog. The dog will go to you. The dog will wag its tail because it knows, oh, there's my owner, Brian.
Now, you're assuming that Brian's dog talks like that.
Well, he'd probably talk a bit more like that.
Probably be a bit more D4.
He'd probably say, woof, woof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
are
first
we going
of all,
walkies, Brian?
Crying. So, Brian went to collect the dog from the groomers and took home the wrong dog.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dog thought maybe she needed a serious groom and they'd taken off the darker fluff, so the dark goatee was gone.
Okay, so it's hard to recognise then.
So we may definitely need a top up on the owl laser eye surgery. Thanks to our ledge groomers for being so understanding and hope that other lovely dog enjoyed her 48 seconds in our gaff.
Oh, it's only 40 in the gaff. He brought it all the way back to the gaff.
Yeah, went as far as the gaff.
So what happened? He got in the gaff and Amy said, that's not our dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, clearly. So a few years ago, a good few years ago, Brian made a very famous quote at a press conference. Now, we reckon this was a dare. Someone said to him, hey, bud, I bet you can't get this into a...
There you're going way back here.
...an answer. How long... Like, this is when. Like, Brian looks very, very young. But it...
Yeah, it's early on.
So, it's stuck with him throughout his career.
You know, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
you really enjoy that one.
Yeah, that's the time to, you know, Kant and I would be proud of that. A bit of philosophy, I like it.
Declan Kidney was the manager back then, so right. It was a while ago.
So a good bit back. So yeah, like he knows about. So
yesterday, Amy puts on her Instagram grid.
Okay, here we go.
From rainy 1988. Knowledge is knowing your dog is a Bichon Frise. Wisdom is knowing which Bichon Frise it is.
Excellent.
So, I think her name is Phoebe Ethna. That's the name of the dog.
Brian and Amy, as always, thank you for a pleasant distraction in this There's some very, very heavy news stories knocking around. Vladimir's making us all nervous, and you know, you're making a mistake is fun. So
you're
nice.
Very welcome. Thank you, guys.
10 questions,
60 seconds,
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram
with MissQuote.ie, committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So, Connor, you get paid for the month, but in your place, it's the end of the month.
Oh, big time, yeah.
So, another week.
Another week, yeah. It's already been 4 weeks, so. Would hopefully a few easy questions for me now, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully. Would the Grand Olympia cross the 7 days?
See how the weekend goes.
How expensive is your lifestyle?
Not very, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay, what would you do with the money, Connor?
I'd probably chuck a few off my car loan, to be honest.
Nice.
Know that? Yeah. Be sensible, you know?
Yeah, clearing a debt always feels good.
Good, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, well, we got 10 questions. The highest we've got this week is 6.
Yeah.
So even if you got better than anybody else this week, that would be a feather in your cap.
Oh, look, it's better than 6 to target anyway.
Let's try. Let's go.
The game starts in
release your wiggle.
3, 2, 1.
What word can be a type of lettuce or a mass of floating frozen water?
Ice. Oh, iceberg. Sorry.
In Spain. What is the word for an afternoon nap?
Siesta.
In the children's story, who made their houses out of straw, then sticks, then bricks?
Three Little Pigs.
What is 20% of 200?
40.
True or false, Ryan Gosling was Sandra Bullock's boyfriend for a year?
False.
What are the two astronomy star signs that start with the letter S?
Sagittarius and Scorpio.
Complete this 2007 movie title, No Country for...
Old Man.
In golf, one under par is called a birdie. What is one over par called?
Oh, I know it all. I know.
There. In what year was the Good Friday Agreement signed in the North? Was it 1997, 98 or 99?
98.
And what is the capital of Chile?
Santiago.
Oh, you're good, man.
That's a tough one.
I'm fuming about that golf one now. It's going to eat me all day.
It was a bit of a bogey question, that one, wasn't it?
Oh, please, bogey. I knew it. Oh, look.
And the thing is...
I think I gave it a good 10.
Where are you from?
Cabra.
And what's the famous park in Cabra called?
Cabra West.
Oh, the bogeys.
The bogeys. Ah, it wouldn't be that famous now.
Oh, isn't it? Okay. And bogey got you. Is that it?
It's not the only one that got
him. Oh, okay.
Ryan Gosling and Sandra Bullock were an item for a year. She's 14 years older than him.
The dirty devil.
That's
what I was thinking, you know, a bit of an
age gap. There was a gap, yeah.
Well, she is a beautiful woman.
Back in the day, it was a good while ago, I think it was about 2006, they were an item for a year.
Right.
So you got 8 today, Connor. You are the highest scorer of the week.
Thanks.
And we all get a sense of another day now. You would have got the 10.
Do you know what? Sometimes we didn't get the 10 in the car, but look, I'll try again today on anyway.
You do.
The bogey bullock got you.
Yeah, it did. That's killing me tired of the minute.
That's what you need to be shouting tonight now. Ah, bogey bullock.
Bogey bullock. Thanks, Connor.
Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Amy's been talking about Bod, and Bod went to the groomers, picked up the wrong dog. And
who let the Bod out should be the question, not the dog.
Woo. Here's what she said.
You know that time of the day where it's just a tornado of chaos?
Yeah.
I had the baby crying. I was trying to cook. I had my mum and my brother's coming over for dinner. And I knew that Brian had to come into a Zoom. So I was like, will you pick up the dog? I don't think I'm going to get there. He's like, yeah, no problem. On his way back from somewhere, came back in a bundle of chaos, just going, I don't think this is her dog. And then it was weird. Phoebe, who's our dog, has a beautiful coat, but it does get matted. So she's got like the, you know, darker fur. And I thought that just the groomer had to take all that away because she was really bad. And I was like, it was the same. Now, the pictures don't look anything alike. But actually, when I looked at her, when everything was going on, I was like, it's the same size and shape, but something's not right. So we had a moment of going, sleepy. It was like she'd had a massive glow up and we just didn't even recognize her. But because the groomer was closing, he was like, is it her? I was like, no, it's not. So anyway, she went straight back in the car. There was a mix-up, but we got Phoebe back then. I can't even imagine Phoebe watching Brian go with her dad going, gosh.
Hello? Brian, dad.
Wow. Exactly.
Very funny.
So do
very,
not very send funny. Them to collect your children.
Well, said that. He's not allowed. Or if I'm in the hairdressers, I will ring him and go, can you come collect me or go away with someone else's wife?
Some other gorgeous blonde.
And finally, Sam Smith has released Unholy with Kim Petra, but we're not sure.
Do you know what's unholy as well? Sam's cover of Sam Fender's. This is. Oh!
Well, that's 17 going under from Wish. There's a spacecraft going to smash into an asteroid next week as part of a mission to protect the planet. Have you seen this?
How's it going to protect us?
So I think this is just it's just
what?
It's an early mission to see if they can do it. So if a bigger one ever is heading towards us, like that. What's the name of that movie? Don't want to miss the thing.
Armageddon.
Armageddon. Yeah. So while the asteroid named Dimorphos.
It's Dimorphos.
6.8 million miles away at the moment and poses no threat to Earth. This is just a practice run. The aim of NASA mission is to show that the dangerous incoming rock could be deflected and deliberately, so if it was heading for us.
Of course, yeah.
That's what they did in the movie.
Oh, well, we've got Simon Coveney and his team to defend us, don't we?
Well, who is it? Bruce Willis they sent up?
He's the dad.
He's the dad.
I don't want to spoil the movie for anybody.
It's 40.
Is that 1998? I think we're good.
So the mission was they get in and they're not coming back kind of thing. They're saving the planet, but they're not coming back. But this one is going
to
be.
But Jim, you're forgetting the crucial bit. I'm trying to remember now. Hang on.
The aircraft is known as DART.
DART.
Double asteroid redirection test. DART. They're sending a DART up. It's going to travel about 15,000 miles per hour. It's expected to collide with the 560-foot-wide asteroid on Tuesday. And NASA said DART's target asteroid is the perfect testing ground to see if this method would be a viable way to protect our planet if a massive one was coming. What do they know? That's what TikTok is just full of. What do they know? They know something we don't know.
I saw one of those. They're coming for us people last week.
Do you remember
they're in love, yeah?
Who's in love?
The daughter. What was her name again?
Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck.
Yes. I forgot Ben was the boyfriend.
Was he going into space as well?
He was going into space.
I don't want to miss
it. He was the one who was meant to die.
Bruce took the spot, did he?
Bruce, her dad, says at the end, hey, honey.
Hey, honey.
I got this.
I got this.
So she willingly sends her dad. Like, they could have broke up, but no one knows.
Well, boyfriend planet, you know.
Sorry,
you have
boyfriend,
to go.
Dad. Every girl's going to pick her dad over a boyfriend. They mightn't even end up getting married.
It depends.
I'm not saying you have to get married, but you know what I mean? Like, they might last it forever. So Bruce goes to Armageddon and he doesn't come back. Now, Elon Musk is trying to solve all that, and you can actually get back, and that'll be great if he does.
Well, this one is non-personed.
So lads, if you could send your father-in-law to space, right?
Would you send him? It's taken 10 months for DART to come close to Dimorphos after launching last November, so this has been out there for a while. The asteroid will be around 6.8 million miles from Earth when the collision happens, so it's a very, very far away, so you don't have to worry about it. Please don't have nightmares.
I'm pretty sure I worked with a Polish bouncer called Dimorphos before.
And in 2024, they're going to send another one up, which will go on a two-year journey to another asteroid to have another smash to see if it works.
Right. Well, we better sort out next week's one first, like.
Yeah, so it's good that they're working on this because there's rumours that there's one, there's conspiracy theories. There's one coming in 2030.
Round up the army. Right, so we might all.
What the hell is going on with that music?
It's an instrumental of the
But
Armageddon.
Who's that singing? Or murder?
Probably a karaoke version.
Hang on, wait a
second. Still not as bad as Sam Smith's murdering Sam Fender.
No, I think it could be worse.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What's that?
Put him on the rocket, whoever it is.
Is he someone's dad?
Oh man!
Good luck to him.
Is there something you need to tell us today, Navi?
Yeah, I don't think so. No, it's just Friday. I've no major plans.
You're already married?
Yeah. Yeah, still married. Hello, Gemma.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So you're saying that Nobby's getting married today?
Yeah, his wife just doesn't know about it, though.
Right.
Who are you marrying?
Who am I marrying?
Amy Leonard.
Okay, is she nice?
She's lovely.
You nearly said gorgeous there.
That was my next question. Is she gorgeous?
You always check nice first, Nobby. Then gorgeous.
Is she wife material?
She is indeed, yeah.
Okay.
So this is a different Nobby.
Also, but forget about her for a minute, Gemma. You look like lovely wife material as well. Have you got a husband-to-be?
I do. Well, no, my husband is actually the best man today.
Okay, what's his name?
Rob.
He won't relax till he's done his speech, will he?
No.
Now, does that mean he has to dance with a bridesmaid or chief bridesmaid?
Probably won't be much crack there because she's pregnant.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Well, he'll be gentle with her. So,
yeah.
Has he been practicing his speech in his sleep? And like?
No.
Has he run it past you?
No, I'm a bit worried about that end of things.
You can't run the speech past a woman. They'll probably cancel half. No, they'd be like, you're not saying that. You're not saying, no, you can't mention that.
I proposed in a garage and I couldn't back out.
No, you're not saying that. No? Women would shut your speech down.
Yeah, exactly.
So the weird thing is, Amy's marrying Nobby.
Nobby, yeah. So his proper official title is Dr. Norbert.
Dr. Norbert. Forget you, Mark. You're not
Norbert.
Even a doctor. Dr. Norbert.
Yeah.
So what's his first name?
No wonder he prefers Nobby.
Norbert.
And so he's marrying. So where did? Can you tell us? Because this is very exciting for them. Where did Nobby and Amy meet?
Oh God, this was a question at the Hens a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I wasn't so drunk I'd remember.
Oh dear.
I know they worked together in B&Q.
Okay. Right.
Norbert
worked in B&Q.
Yeah. Yeah,
Dr. Norbert,
was he in the tile section? What did he do in B&Q?
I think he was in the kitchen and bathrooms, I think it was, yeah.
Right, so and he was studying medicine, or is he one of these doctors who puts doctor in front of his name, but not
well,
a real
we
doctor?
Say he's a gynecologist, but he's not. He's actually a scientist in the coom.
Okay, right. Okay. So he is an actual doctor.
There is that joke in my head right now.
All right, so and they get married in Tullfarris.
In Tullfarris today, yeah.
Okay.
Right. And do you reckon they're listening?
I hope so. I told them to.
Okay, well, we'll send you an MP3 for the speech later on.
If anyone knows Amy and Nobby, best of luck today, guys. Have a wonderful day. What time What time is the wedding?
2:00.
Okay. Lovely.
So you have to do nothing today. You just have to turn up.
No, I'm actually sitting here doing potato sandwiches for tonight.
Will they not go soggy now by tonight?
No.
How do you
Very fresh them? Brennan's bread this morning.
Right.
The potato sandwiches, is this the catering?
Yeah.
How did you get landed with that job?
I know. I'm just a good friend.
It's a good... What time do they come out at? 11:30 type time, is it?
Yeah.
That's a good bit of soul.
No, that's cash. The residence bar, actually.
Oh. Yeah, it's a good little shout.
Good stuff.
Who wants potato crisp sambo? It was the first and last drink.
Yeah.
No, you first do the, and last one.
A lot of people do the whole lot.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Amy and Nobby are getting married today. His name is his second name is Norbert or his first name is Norbert?
First name is Norbert.
Oh, my God.
Second name, Clark.
Yeah. Why did his parents hate him so much?
I know.
You're a Nobby as well.
Yeah, but it's not Norbert.
Come here, what's your
first name?
What's the best man's name again? Your husband's name?
Rob Lee.
Well, best luck to Rob as well. I hope Norbert. He gets the laughs.
Hope everybody gets a laugh, yeah.
All right, okay, they will. Well,
thanks
a million,
lads.
Enjoy.
Cheers, thanks for the
Later.
Call.
Bye-bye.
If you know any other Nobbies who are getting married today, let us know.
I thought I was the only one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.